Little girls grow up, and I was no exception. I wanted out in the worst way, and one day thought I'd found my ticket. Out of the frying pan into the fire, as Mama used to say. What I really found was myself underage, under contract, and under the hand of some people who didn't exactly have my best interests at heart. It didn't happen overnight. Evil's patient, willing to wait. I discovered that Hollywood's a lonely place when you're 17 and poor in spirit, even if you don't exactly know what that means. I was the prodigal daughter casting her pearls before swine and refused to acknowledge it until I was in too deep to get myself out. I remember waking up one Thanksgiving morning, my head fuzzy from the pills the night before. Little blue, red, pink, and gray ones. A plethora of color. This was unlike any other Thanksgiving I'd ever known. There were no comforting sounds of Mama's loud banging of pots and pans as she hustled to prepare the traditional annual turkey feast, complete with homemade buns and pumpkin pie. Christian radio wasn't preaching to me from its lofty perch on top of the refrigerator, and Daddy wasn't on his second pot of coffee. Or maybe he was. I don't know, because I'd run away and wasn't talking to him anymore. I rolled over to look at the clock. I'd need to kick it in high gear if I was going to make it to work on time. I cleaned up, grabbed a cup of coffee, and bummed a ride to the Cinerama Dome on Sunset Boulevard for my 10 o'clock shift. I had just landed the job a month or so before with the help of my manager's wife. She coached me on how to cross my legs just right, lean forward just enough to get the job. A real class act. Now here I was, making the mighty coveted minimum wage behind the counter at Hollywood's hometown premier movie theater. Yes, folks, it's the glamorous life. The movie was Deliverance with Burt Reynolds, Ned Beatty, and John Voight. After selling as much popcorn, candy, and soda as possible, it was my job to go into the theater and make sure people weren't smoking or doing other things. I think you get the picture, and if I may make a suggestion, don't linger too long. Here I was, the small town, backslid baby of the family with Pentecostal blood flowing through my veins, walking up and down the aisles of this heathen movie house with this heathen movie playing, pointing my flashlight, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And heathens, and saying in my very nicest voice, put it out and knock it off, please. How strange for a girl who'd been raised to believe that if Jesus came back while she was in a theater, it would prompt her immediate arrival in hell. The first movie I ever went to was The Wicked and Lust-Filled, Sound of Music. I was about 14 years old, and it was playing in the nearby town of Tulare. I loved it, but kept asking Jesus to forgive me every few minutes, kind of like the backup mode on a computer. Well, after a rather unpleasant encounter with a famous crooner who will remain anonymous, I hung up my apron, changed out of my uniform, we weren't allowed to take him home, and I walked out the door to go meet up with Diana. Yes. She was doing the mirror of my job at the famous Pantages Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, a block over. Her movie was Lady Sings the Blues with Diana Ross. What a great film. Smoking was allowed in the balcony of the Pantages, and Diana, who had taken up the nasty habit, would time her breaks just right so she could pick up where she left off the day before. She eventually got to see the whole movie that way. I wonder how many breaks it took and how much time it took off her life as she lit up those long Virginia slams. You've come a long way, baby. Reminds me of a song my dad used to sing. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff until you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate. You hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.